And Din and I have talked about it. I apologized, and we've moved on. That's amazing, Cece says as she paints a last piece in Addie's hair and motions for me to take her place while Addie processes. I admit if I were Camden, I'd still be really bitter. Me too, I admit. And that's why I was so apprehensive. You know how it is. If it's not part of your everyday life, you can go on as if it never happened. But then suddenly he was a part of my life again, and I didn't know how to handle it. It sounds like it's going well now, Addie says. Yeah. I grin and can feel my cheeks flush. We're sleeping together. Thank God you're getting laid, Kat says. If I'd known that getting laid would make you hire some help in the kitchen, I would have set you up long ago. How is the sex? Riley asks. I mean, no disrespect by this, but Camden is fucking hot.
I know. I wrinkle my nose. He's so sexy. The sex is amazing. It was always amazing. Now that he's all grown up, but just... wow.
Good for you, Cece says and offers her fist to bump mine.
Are you being careful? Addie asks.
Condoms, I shrug. I haven't been on the pill in a long time. He takes care of it. But I had an embarrassing moment the other day.
Tell, Cammy insists.
Well, he wanted to have shower sex.
What is it with men and water sex? Kat asks.
Exactly, I reply. And I just flat out told him that it's not exactly comfortable for a girl to have sex in the water.
Not unless being rubbed raw is your thing, Cece says.
It's not my thing, I say. And he was like, really? I've never heard of that. So he just spun me around out of the water and fucked me blind.
What's embarrassing about that? Addie asks.
Well, just saying something at all was awkward. No woman wants to ruin the mood and say, this isn't sexy for me.
Screw that, Cece says, shaking her head and checking Addie's color. I'm too damn old to have sex that hurts. I don't want to make love to my husband and spend the next week recovering from it. That's not fun.
I agree, Riley says with a nod. I mean, you're right, Mia. No one wants to ruin the sexy mood, but it's not worth being sore after.
Guys just don't have the same equipment, Cammy shrugs. It's not as delicate.
They could fuck a porcupine and come out okay, Cece says. Not me.
Oh, God, speaking of porcupines, Addie says with a laugh. Jake used to like to shave himself clean, but by later in the day he's all stubbly down there, and it felt like he was impaling me with tiny needles. I was like, go away until that shit grows out some.
Yes, Kat agrees. I don't like that either. And what's up with Mac wanting to have sex just as I'm about to fall asleep? I'm like, you've had all damn day to attack me, and you choose the moment I'm about to fall into REM sleep?
Oh, girl, I have you beat, Addie says. Try getting up in the middle of the night with the baby and crawling back into bed, only to have Jake decide that since we're both awake, he should just go ahead and jump on top of me.
Ew, I say.
Exactly. It's like your baby just threw up all over me and I haven't had a shower in 2 days. I am not feeling romantic right now. If I get a shower in the morning, I might be able to pencil you in.
Are we just old? Riley asks the room at large. I mean, 10 years ago, I would have been fine with being woken up with sex. Or having it any time of day, really.
I think it's age and being an adult, Cece says. I'm the oldest one here, and I can say that running a business and having kids is exhausting. And unfortunately, for a long time, my sex life with my husband suffered. In the last 2 years or so, we've made it a priority to flirt with each other and keep some spark going. Don't tell me that none of you have a spark anymore.
They all shake their heads no.
My husband is the sexiest man out there, Addie says, and we still have amazing sex.
I think we all have sexy, healthy men, I reply.
They want to fuck, Kat says. It's as simple as that. It's biology. They're built to have a lot of sex.
I don't think women are, at least not quite as much.
Just wait until you hit 40 and shit starts to fall apart, Cece says. It sucks. So enjoy your middle-of-the-night sex now.
I don't mind middle-of-the-night sex, I reply with a grin. The only thing that gave me pause was the water.
So I guess we're doing pretty well.
Is he sweet? Cammy asks.
He seems really sweet.
He is. He's considerate.
Marry him, Ravi says.
Marry him right now.
Sweet, considerate, sexy men are unicorns.
You'll never see another one of them out in the wild.
I know. I looked.
We all laugh. But I know she's right. Men like Camden are few and far between.
I have an announcement, Cammy says, changing the subject.
Is it a good one or a bad one? I ask.
Oh, it's good. I'm going to have a baby.
We're quiet for a moment, and then the room explodes in cheers and laughter and love for our sweet friend. Cammy and Landon have already lost one baby to miscarriage, and she didn't know if she'd be able to get pregnant again.
How far along are you? Addie asks.
3 months, she says with a soft smile.
I wanted to wait to announce it until we were out of the first trimester woods, but things are good, and I'm healthy, and I just couldn't wait anymore.
I'm so excited for you, I say and give her a big hug. You deserve this so much. I'm sure Landon is over the moon.
He's so excited, Cammy says with a grin. He's hoping for a boy, but deep down, we both just want it to be healthy and whole. Everything else is gravy.
I couldn't agree more, Riley says. We feel the same way.
Wait. We all look at each other, and then back at Riley. Are you pregnant, too?
2 months, Riley says with a nod. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to steal your thunder.
Oh, my God!
Cammy cries out and wraps Riley up in her arms. Both women are crying and laughing at the same time.
This is the best news ever!
So none of us really has any true sex complaints, Cece says as she wipes a tear from her eye.
I want to throw your baby showers.
Everyone is talking at once about breastfeeding and how many weeks they have left, and bouncy seats, and I hang back, watching with so much love and excitement for them. It's moments like this that I can't help but think, what if? What if I'd really been pregnant all those years ago? How different would my life be now? But thinking that way isn't productive. And it doesn't matter. All of the most important people in my life are happy and healthy. And I've fallen in love with a man that I think I've been in love with for 10 years. I just don't know how to tell him.
Chapter 10. Camden. That's a wrap for today, Trevor says. We've been filming for a week, and after every day I'm more and more impressed with Mia. She's a natural in front of the camera, and she's fun. The viewers are going to eat her up. It won't be long until she's a celebrity. I wonder if she's thought about how she'll handle that. Are you okay? She asks after she gathers her bag and keys. I'm great. I kiss her forehead. How are you? I'm worried about you. You have a weird look on your face. I chuckle and shake my head. I was just thinking about work. I have a phone call scheduled with my agent in a little bit. Ah, so that's your businessman look. She nods. So noted. I have interviews for the next couple of hours. Four. I'm hiring another master chef for Seduction. It's about time. Yeah, yeah. I've already heard I told you so from the girls. I'm actually more excited than I expected to be. I have some promising candidates that I'm meeting with. Do they live in Portland? Two of them do, and one is in San Diego, but would like to move up to Portland to be closer to family, so that's a FaceTime interview. Well, I hope at least one of them has the experience and qualities you're looking for. Me too. She presses her sweet body against me and hugs me tight, then tilts her head up for a kiss. I've become completely addicted to her. The way she laughs, smells, kisses, having her naked body pressed to mine every night. Everything. I press my lips to hers for a short, sweet kiss. I'll catch up with you later tonight. Sounds good. She grins and walks away, her heels clicking on the concrete floor. Have a good day. She has a new bounce in her step that wasn't there a week ago. I wonder if it has anything to do with me. I hurry back to my rental, and just as I sit at my computer, my agent's FaceTime comes in. Hey, Don. Camden, he smiles when he sees me. Don's been an entertainment agent for a long time. He's nearing retirement age with white hair and a saggy face. He's a grandfather, but he's as entrenched in the entertainment industry as he ever was, and he's been an excellent agent for me. Hell, without him, I wouldn't have the hit TV show, or the several millions of dollars that comes with it each season. How are things in Portland? He asks. They're good. We're filming this week for the pilot. He nods and looks down at something on his desk. Good to hear. When will you be back in L.A.? I'm not sure. Don frowns. What do you mean? You should be wrapped on filming next week. I know, but I'm not contractually required to be back on set for another month, so I'm taking some personal time. I'm sorry, I need to speak with Camden Sawyer, please. I smirk. You're a riot, Don. What's up? Well, I would rather speak to you about all of this in person, but this will do. I heard back from Best Bites TV, and they've decided to pass on any more seasons of your show. We're under contract for one more season. They're aware and have decided to buy out the last season on your contract rather than shoot more episodes. Why are they unhappy? I don't think it's a matter of being unhappy with you, he says, and I can see that he's telling the truth. In fact, I know that they'll come back with something new for you. Of course, I don't know what that is at this time. Your career isn't over, Cam. They just weren't as happy with last season's numbers as they have been in the past. So they're going to pay me anyway? Absolutely. They're under contract to pay you. You didn't do anything wrong, and this is their decision. Otherwise, we would sue the hell out of them. Then I guess I don't have to be back in L.A. in a month. I'm working on getting you other gigs. I know that I could get you on as a guest judge on Chopped. Not to mention, there have been several requests from restaurants all over the country to have you as a guest chef for a week at a time or so. You know, if Emeril goes on vacation, someone still has to cook at the restaurant. I get it, I reply with a nod, but none of that sounds particularly exciting to me right now. Feel free to call me if something firms up, but I'm happy where I am right now. I'm in no hurry to come back to L.A. Camden, Don says, his face turning paternal and concerned. I'm going to find you work. I'm not worried, I reply, surprised to find it true. You work harder than anyone I know. Being idle for long won't sit well with you, he says. I appreciate your help, I say. I keep the rest of the conversation short and hang up, wondering why I'm not more worried than I am. At the end of the day, I'm unemployed. Well, aside from this job with Mia, but that's not supposed to be long-term. I've been in television for 8 years, and it's been good to me. It's not only made me wealthy, it's made Camden Sawyer a household name thanks to my own cookware line and a line of sauces in national grocery stores. I've worked my ass off most of my life. I call Stephanie to get her take on things. What you doing? She asks as she answers the FaceTime. Calling you. She wrinkles her nose at me. So, I just got off the phone with Don, and I think he's concerned. Well, I've always thought he was a dick, so there's that. He's a dick who got me some pretty good gigs, so there's also that. And in doing so, he not only made you rich, he made himself rich, too. Well, that's his job. I shake my head and watch as Chip kisses Steph's cheek as he walks by. Hi, Chip. Hey, man, he says with a smile. I don't think Don's a dick. Maybe it's a girl thing, I reply, earning a glare from Steph. I'm telling you, he's smarmy. I don't like him. It's okay. You don't have to like him. Chip kisses her cheek again, waves at me, and walks out of camera range. I have some interesting news. Okay. I tell her about the network passing on any more seasons of my show and the other possibilities that Don and I discussed. At least you'll still get paid, she says. But what are you going to do? I don't know. And the thing is, Steph, I don't know if I care. What do you mean? I'm not worried in the least. I know that I can do the guest appearance thing from time to time. That doesn't sound bad at all. But it's not full time. I shake my head and push my hand through my hair. I just love the idea of not being under a contract for a while. There's a lot of pressure involved with the contract. I have to maintain a certain look. Are you going to let yourself go? No, But if I decide I don't want to shave for a week, I don't have to. There's really no pressure, and it's a nice change. Not to mention, I've been telling Mia for the past 2 weeks that she's too much of a control freak when it comes to work. She works too hard and too long, and that she should be able to relax a bit. Did she introduce you to the kettle? Exactly. I'm the same. I've worked hard for years, and I've been rewarded handsomely. I don't want to retire, but it's okay to slow down a bit, isn't it? To actually enjoy what I've earned? I don't see why not. I mean, I could make Portland home base, and if I get called for guest appearances, I can travel. And who says I have to stay in show business? I could teach. Wait, back it up. You want to stay in Portland? Talk to me, Cam. I look up at the ceiling and rub my fingers over my lips. Mia's pretty incredible. What are you doing exactly? You don't want to know what exactly we're doing. Yuck. I laugh and then shrug. Am I stupid? Yes. Her eyes are full of humor and love as she smiles at me. Okay, you're not really stupid, but I need more information. When it comes to Mia, I'm enamored by her. She makes me laugh. She challenges me. She's so beautiful. You're falling in love with her, she says, and I pause. I care about her. I know Camden Sawyer doesn't use the L word. She rolls her eyes and sighs deeply. But that's what this is, Cam. Am I stupid? I ask again. Why are you asking me that? Because I'm investing a lot of myself into this again. I couldn't stop myself if I wanted to, Steph. It's as if I'm supposed to be with her. But I also can't help but wonder if I'm just a chump. I mean, she could run again. Maybe not tomorrow or even next week, but there could come a day when I come home and she's gone. And I don't know if I would survive it again. I hate how weak I sound saying that, but it's true. Have your communication skills improved? She asks gently. That's never been your strong suit. Just because I don't tell everyone that I love them all the time doesn't mean I don't show them that I care. Actions speak louder than words, remember? A woman needs the words, Camden, she says. Whether you believe it or not, she does. You didn't say it long ago, and she thought that meant that you didn't care if she stayed or left. It's as simple as that. I'm not saying you should say it if you don't mean it, but if you do mean it, what's the harm? Why is it so fucking hard for you? I tell you I love you all the time, but I don't think you've ever said it back to me. Of course I love you, I reply with frustration. Tears spring to her eyes, and I feel like a grade-A asshole. Steph, you know I love you. But there's nothing like hearing it, she replies. I don't know how Mia feels. I have no way of knowing what's going on in her head. Could she bail? Sure. Anyone could, Cam. You really need to talk to Mia about this, especially if you're considering a move to Portland. I wouldn't do that until you've defined what this relationship is. I would marry her again tomorrow, I reply truthfully. She's an exceptional woman. I'm happy for you, she says. I truly am. Maybe the time is right now. Maybe you both needed to grow up and experience some life so you'd appreciate each other even more when you finally found each other again. Now you're making it sound like a movie. Hey, I like a good rom-com, she smiles. Since the job thing isn't a financial issue for you, and it really is all about this woman and what may or may not come of your relationship with her, you need to have a conversation. You might even have to use the L word, Cam. Yeah. I sigh and push my fingers through my hair again. You're right. You know, I don't know why it's hard for me to use that word. I'm not a shrink, but I suspect it has to do with Mom and Dad dying, and some people are just not good at using their words. She shrugs. I don't know. But if you're going to be with Mia, you're going to have to tell her how you feel. Okay. Thanks for listening, Dr. Steph. You're welcome. Keep me posted. This is better than TV. I'm happy to entertain. I end the call and glance at the clock. Mia still has a long work day ahead, and I want to talk to her right now. Not gonna happen. So instead, I head to the gym for the first time in more than a week to work off some of my aggression and figure out what I'm going to say to Mia later tonight. I haven't seen Mia since this morning, and I miss her. Today was productive, however. I spent 2 hours at the gym, and I felt better than ever when I was finished. No more skipping exercise. I caught up on laundry and paid bills. I spoke with my CPA. I received a call from a woman that I casually dated for a time in L.A. and had the unpleasant task of telling her to not call me anymore. She wasn't pleased. I didn't give a fuck. And then I got to work baking Mia's favorite cheesecake and ordering flowers to be delivered to the restaurant. The cheesecake took all fucking day. The recipe is challenging and time-consuming, but it always turns out better than if I try to cut corners with a simpler recipe. This is her favorite, so this is what she'll have. At around 9:30, I send her a text and ask her to let me know when she's home. I could meet her at Seduction, but I'll still have to follow her home. This is easier. At 10:30, I get a reply. Just walked in the door. Is everything okay? She's a thoughtful woman, an empathetic one. She takes on the feelings of those around her, and I know that it just adds to her stress. As much as she'd like everyone to think she's a grouchy hard ass, that actually couldn't be farther from the truth. Everything is fine. I'm going to head your way. A second later, she replies with, "The door is unlocked." I load up the cake and make it to her place in record time. I'm excited to see her. I'm whipped. I knock once on the door and then open it, smiling at Mia, who's curled up in the corner of her couch. She's grinning sleepily. "What do you have there?" she asks. "Cheesecake." Her eyes widen in surprise and hope. "The super hard one you learned to make in school?" "That's the one." "Oh, my God." She jumps up and practically yanks it out of my hands, then lifts her face up for a kiss. "Thank you." "I didn't say it's for you." "You'd better plan on sharing," she replies as she walks ahead of me to the kitchen. "Also, thank you so much for the beautiful flowers today. They were a fun treat, too." "Where are they?" "In the bedroom." She smiles as she pulls two plates out of the cupboard. "I want to smell them in there." "I didn't know if you were a flower lover. Some women think they're a waste of money." "I'm not one of those women. You've seen my garden." She holds a knife over the cake and looks back at me. "Is it okay if I cut this?" "I made it to be eaten." "Well, maybe you didn't intend for me to eat it tonight." "That would be cruel and unusual to bring it over and expect you to wait until tomorrow to eat it. I'm not a monster." "Oh, thank God," she says, and cuts us each a piece, slides them onto plates, and passes me mine with a fork. "Is this salted caramel on top?" "Of course." "You're spoiling me," she says with a smile and takes a bite. "You've gotten even better at this." I set my plate aside without taking a bite, happy to watch her eat hers. I lean my hips against the counter and cross my arms over my chest. "You're beautiful, Mia." She pauses mid-bite, the fork still in her mouth, and watches me for a moment, then resumes chewing on the cake. "Something's up with you today." "There's nothing up, really. Flowers, cheesecake, telling me I'm beautiful." "Because you are beautiful." She frowns and looks back down at her cake, then sets it aside and wipes her mouth on her napkin. Without a word, she walks to me and hugs me tightly. My arms circle around her, and I hold on. "There's something off with you tonight. Are you sure you're okay?" "I am," I reply and kiss her head. "I just needed to hold you, and maybe do something nice for you today. You deserve it." She leans back and smiles up at me. Her face has softened, and I can see it written all over her gorgeous face. She loves me, and I love her too. "How was your day?" "I had an awesome day," she says. "I hired someone. This super sexy guy I know sent me flowers and made me cheesecake. I mean, it doesn't get better than that." "I'm glad." I back her up until she's caged against the counter and bury my face in her neck. "I need you tonight, Mia." "I'm right here," she says, burying her fingers in my hair. Her hands glide soothingly down my back and up again. "I'm right here." I take her hand and lead her to her bedroom. Just as she reaches to pull her shirt over her head, I stop her. "Wait." "What?" "Tonight is about going slow." "We always take it slow, Cam." "I guess we do. I enjoy taking my time with you." I drag my thumb down her cheek to her lips. She sticks her tongue out, brushing the pad of my thumb, and it makes my dick stand at attention. Taking it fast would be such a waste. Why? Because then I wouldn't get to see this.
Chapter 11, Mia. The way he looks at me makes the tiny hairs all over my body stand on end. His eyes are on fire as he looks me up and down, still clothed, and his hands travel down my arms to hold my hands. "What do you see?" I whisper. "Your body come alive," he says. "The more turned on you get, the faster you breathe. Your cheeks flush. You bite that fucking sexy bottom lip of yours." I grin and do exactly that. Then let my head fall back and moan when his hands travel under my shirt. His hands glide up my sides and he cups my breasts over my bra. "Your nipples harden."
"Of course they do," I reply as if in a trance. "You're touching them."
His eyes narrow as he pulls my shirt up over my head and drops it to the floor beside us. He slips a finger under my bra strap and tugs it to the side, then kisses me there.
"Your skin is so damn soft."
His eyes are pinned to mine as he slowly and methodically peels me out of my clothes. I'm standing here, naked as can be, and he's clearly turned on by it, if the bulge against his jeans is any indication.
"Soft skin," he murmurs again. "Gorgeous curves. Amazing smile."
He moves closer and kisses me while his hands slide down my back to my ass. He slips a finger down my ass and finds my wet core.
"I fucking love your pussy."
As you can see, it loves you too. I grin as he sheds his clothes and reaches out for me. We tumble onto the bed, but rather than let him cover me, I push his shoulder back and climb on top of him. I straddle him and rub myself against his hard cock, reveling in how amazing he feels against my wetness.
"Fucking hell, Mia," he moans.
His hands are on my hips, but I'm controlling the movement. I know he wants to take it slow, so I move deliberately and smile in satisfaction when he sucks a breath in through his gritted teeth.
"Do you like that?"
"Fuck."
I reach for a condom, take my time rolling it over the length of him, then rise up and take just the tip inside of me, clench my muscles, and then slide all the way down until he's impaled me completely.
"Jesus, baby."
I lean down and kiss him. His hands cup my jaw, and his hips begin to move with mine. He closes his eyes and shakes his head.
"I don't know how to say it."
"Don't say it,"
I reply and begin to ride him faster now.
"I think this man loves me."
I can see it in his eyes when he looks at me, when he laughs with me, when he touches me. All day long it felt like he was telling me he loves me. The flowers, delicate pink peonies, were perfect. His sweet text messages asking me if I'm having a good day. The selfie he sent me from the gym, which I admit completely turned me on. The cheesecake. I just can't ask for more than that. The room is warm and bathed in low light from my lamp. His eyes are pinned to mine as I move at a faster pace now, enjoying the way he feels, how he makes me feel. He finds my clit with his thumb and I'm done for. Every muscle in my body tightens. My skin tingles as I come apart. He pulls me down on him, firmly grinding against me as he comes with me. I fall onto the bed beside him to catch my breath. He chuckles and rolls to his side, his head braced on his hand, and smiles down at me.
"That was fun."
"Oh, yeah."
I nod and reach for the covers.
"Are you cold? I think it's hot in here."
"It's warm," I agree. But I'm naked, and the lights are on.
He rolls his eyes and flings the covers away.
"I've seen it all, and I love it all. No need to cover up unless you're cold."
I turn on my side to face him. "You're very bossy in bed."
"Always have been,"
he agrees.
"Does it bother you?"
You would think it would, I say thoughtfully. I don't usually like to be told what to do.
You're an independent woman, he says, but not in a mocking or condescending way.
Yes, and I can be bossy, too. But I don't mind at all when you take over in the bedroom.
What about the bathroom? Or the kitchen?
He's got his smart-ass smile on. In any room you like.
That's my girl.
He says and kisses me thoroughly, then turns to rid himself of the condom and turn off the light. He tucks me against him and kisses my head.
Sleep, beautiful Mia.
I'm not sleepy, I reply in the middle of a yawn.
Right.
He kisses my forehead. I like lying on your chest. It isn't too hairy.
Good to know.
I smile, but he can't see me in the dark. I drape my leg over his and kiss his shoulder. My eyes are heavy.
His breathing has evened out, and I'm quite sure he's already fallen asleep.
Typical. But honestly, I could lie here all night and just listen to the sound of his heart and his breathing. His skin is smooth against my cheek, and his body is firm and warm. I didn't know that I was craving touch so badly until Camden came back into my life. Now I don't know what I would do without it. I don't want to think about that. I know that he'll be leaving soon, and I don't know for sure what will happen after that. I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Soon I realize that I'm sleepier than I thought. Why does he need to see us right now? I ask Camden the next morning. It's not even 9 yet, on a Saturday no less, and I wasn't ready to go to the restaurant. I had at least another hour of lazy time coming to me.
He didn't say,
Camden says. He reaches over to lay his hand on my thigh. This man never stops touching me, and I'm not complaining.
He just said that he needed to meet with us. I think he's invited everyone.
Shit. They've canceled the show. I rub my fingertips against my forehead. His bosses didn't like it. This sucks so bad. He moved here for this show. I mean, he really moved here for Riley. But it was possible for him to do so because of this show. If he can't work here, what will happen? Riley will be crushed if he has to move back to L.A. That can't happen, Cam.
Whoa. Slow down, control freak. A, he didn't sound upset at all. And B, you're taking on everyone else's stress, and that's not healthy.
That's who I am. I reply and stare out the passenger window as Portland breezes by. She'll be devastated. God, this sucks.
You're such an optimist, Camden says and glances at me with a worried frown. Seriously, stop that. It's probably something completely different.
I nod, but I don't think that's the case at all. I have a bad feeling about this. Shit. Poor Riley. Camden pulls up to the restaurant, and I trudge inside. I didn't put on any makeup this morning. By the time Trevor called and said he needed to see us ASAP, there just wasn't time. I also haven't had a whole cup of coffee yet, and that is never okay. The others are already sitting in the dining room, at 2 round tables that have been pushed together. Who brought muffins? I ask as I snatch one and take a seat. We haven't had breakfast yet. Or coffee from the looks of it, Cammy says with a sweet smile. I narrow my eyes on her as I take a bite of my muffin.
This is store-bought, I say.
But it's not too bad.
Of course it's store-bought, Addie says. Unless you make them from scratch. This is what we get.
At least I know I serve a purpose.
The other smirk as Trevor stands, holding an iPad.
Thanks for coming, everyone. I know it's unusual to meet about business matters on a Saturday, but I wanted to bring this to your attention right away.
My eyes are pinned to Riley. Does she already know?
A few days ago, I submitted the film that we had already shot to my boss. I wouldn't usually do that, but I saw something there that I wanted him to see, and he agrees with me. We've decided to switch things up.
I'm so sorry, I whisper and cover my face with my hands.
Why are you sorry? Addie asks from across the table. Obviously he's about to tell us that the show has been canceled already.
Oh, please, Cammy says, rolling her eyes.
Well, she's not entirely wrong, Trevor says.
I cover my face again and shake my head. I've screwed this up for them.
But she's not right either. Camden and Mia, you two work exceptionally well in front of the camera. You're fun to watch. The flirting is natural, and both of you are attractive people. The more I watched, the more obvious it became to me that you shouldn't be working against each other. You should be a team. My boss just called me about an hour ago and gave me the thumbs up on this. Unfortunately, that means that we'll have to reshoot what we've done so you're not in competition with each other, but rather working together.
But Camden has a job, I say, confused.
Actually, Trevor says, Best Bites TV has decided not to shoot any more seasons of his current show.
What? I turn to Camden and can see that he's already aware of this. Why didn't you tell me?
I just found out about it yesterday, he replies, staring at Trevor. How did you know? You're on my show, Camden. Of course I know. This is one of the reasons that your show wasn't picked up again.
Oh, God. I sigh and look at Camden apologetically. I'm so sorry. He just shakes his head. I can tell that he's agitated. I could see it on him last night when he arrived at my house. This must be what was bothering him.
I think this show is going to be amazing, Riley says with a smile. Trevor ran it by me last night before he'd heard back, and I agree that viewers are going to love you guys.
You didn't tell me? I ask.
Mia, I couldn't say anything until Trevor had the green light. If they didn't go for it, there was no need to mention it.
So, what do you think?
Trevor asks, looking at all of us. Kat, Cammy, and Addie all nod.
It's really up to Mia and Camden, Kat says. They're the ones who will be working together. The show benefits the restaurant, there's no denying that. But the specifics are up to you guys.
Agreed, Addie says. Trevor looks at Camden and me.
What do you two think? I need some time with Mia, Camden says before I can respond.
Of course, Riley says, standing. The others follow suit, and they all wander into the bar.
What do you think?
He asks me after they're out of the room. I think I'm surprised, I reply truthfully. And I'm disappointed that you didn't mention the change with your show last night.
I had better things to do,
he says with a smile. Really, you're the one that has to decide if you want to do this, I say. You're the one who will have to spend a chunk of time in Portland. My life really isn't disrupted either way.
Okay, let me ask you this way. Do you want to work with me on a full-time basis?
I frown and consider how much to say. Of course I want him here full-time. The thought of him leaving makes me break out in hives. But I don't know if we're ready for that kind of truth yet.
Mia, you have to talk to me here.
I would be fine with it, I reply. Shooting the show with you last week was fun. I can see why Trevor wants to change things up this way. I just want to know how you feel.
Honestly, we would have had this conversation soon anyway. Trevor just beat me to the punch. I'd like to make Portland my home base for a while. I just got you back in my life, and I'm not ready to lose you again this soon. This show would be the perfect way for me to stay here.
I smile, hope blooming in my chest. You'd already thought about this?
I had. We would have had this exact talk within the next 48 hours, I promise you.
I'm definitely not ready to say goodbye to you. I brush a strand of hair from my cheek. I think this show would be fun. I'm in if you're in.
Let's call Trevor back and tell him it's a go.
He smiles and kisses my cheek.
Thank you.
Were you surprised during the meeting yesterday? Addie asks me the following afternoon. We're in downtown Portland shopping, at my request. I don't know what's gotten into me. I was worried that we'd been canceled. I reply and check out a black top. But not being canceled was a nice surprise. Of course you're not canceled. You're too good in front of the camera. I roll my eyes, but Addie keeps talking. I'm serious. I've been in front of the camera most of my life, and I know when someone has it. And you have it, my friend. Well, thanks, and thanks for coming with me today. I usually hate to shop. I know. Are you sick? No. I laugh and hold up a bright pink pair of pants. I need help from the fashionista. I'm your girl, she says and shakes her head no at the pink pants. Put those down right now. Don't even look at them again. Yes, ma'am. I hold my arms out at my sides and look around.
I don't know where to start. I usually just buy stuff that isn't tight and is easy to wash.
This is painful, she says, pinching the bridge of her nose. Okay, today is going to be a lesson in fashion. Now that you'll be on TV full-time, we need to revamp your wardrobe. Are you going to have someone do your wardrobe for the show?
I don't think so, I reply.
Okay, great. You can write most of this off on your taxes, since you'll be wearing it on air. We're going to start with pants, then tops and dresses. We'll end our day with shoes and bags, because that's my favorite part. So we'll consider it dessert.
Is this going to take a long time?
Do you have something else to do?
She raises a brow.
I have a date with Camden at 7. We'll be done by then, and you'll have a sexy new outfit to rock on that date. Trust me.
I do. She leads me into the plus-sized section of Nordstrom and starts looking through racks and racks of jeans. She pulls out 4 pairs of jeans, 2 pairs of cropped pants, and moves on to tops. By the time she's done, the dressing room is filled with every fabric and color there is. Addie takes a seat on the bench outside the dressing room and points at me.
Go, try them on.
All of them?
All of them.
I roll my eyes and shut the door, looking around me. She's organized them by outfit, thank God. Otherwise, I never would be able to pair them up. I try on several outfits that she likes, but she doesn't love.
Try the black and white striped cold shoulder top next.
Why do I want my shoulders to be cold? She laughs and shrugs.
Because it's cute.
I try on the one she wants and walk out to look in the mirror.
Oh, I like this. I have a waist.
Exactly, she says with a nod, standing next to me.
See? It's not a sack. We don't lose you in there. It hugs you where you want to show off, and it camouflages the spots we don't want to draw attention to. Now we'll add a pair of ripped cropped pants, and this look is so cute.
I add the pants and can't help but agree with her. The outfit is flattering and fun.
These jeans are $100, I say, blinking quickly.
Yep, and you're buying them. I scowl and return to the dressing room. When I come out in another outfit, I shake my head no.
I don't like it. Why? It's adorable on you. And the white looks fantastic with your dark hair.
It's too tight on me.
It doesn't look too tight. Remember, the baggy clothes aren't flattering, Mia. If you don't want to accentuate your weight, you can't wear clothes that make you look bigger,
says the fashion model.
Hey, I'm not a tiny girl either. Look at this.
She pulls her shirt up under her boobs.
I have a fat roll and stretch marks from Ella. My hips are ridiculous. But I know how to dress so those aren't the things you see. Trust me when I say, I don't see the weight when you wear this. I see a beautiful, confident woman.
I guess I'm just used to always wearing baggy things.
I know, and it'll take some getting used to. But you really do look amazing. I wouldn't let you walk out of here in anything less.
We choose about 10 outfits and 3 dresses. My credit card is weeping as we move on to shoes and bags.
Addie, I'm not paying this much for a handbag.
She rolls her eyes again.
Mia, you've carried the same handbag since college. It's not cute. It's not even sort of cute. You carry a handbag every day. I'm not even asking you to buy a Chanel bag. Let's start with Coach or Michael Kors. Kate Spade is adorable. They're affordable, too.
She's right. They are cute. And spending a couple $100 on one is much better than spending the several $1,000 that I know she and Cammy spend on bags. You know, I was going to buy knives. I need knives. Instead, I bought more clothes than I've ever had in my whole life combined.
You don't need more knives. You have 1,000,000 of them. Stop pouting.
I like knives. And you'll love these shoes. She hands me several pairs to try on.
How are things with Camden?
Really good. I bite my lip as I slide my feet into the cutest black shoes I've ever seen. I can't wear these at work.
No, those are for dates with Camden, she says with a wink. Men like a girl in sexy shoes, and they don't always have to be heels to be sexy.
Thank God, because I'd fall and kill myself.
No, you wouldn't. But I know you like the flats. Tell me more about Camden.
He's a nice guy. I don't know if there's more to say that you don't already know, but it's going well.
and he makes me happy. Good. That's all any of us want for you, sweetie.
She smiles and piles up the boxes that we'll be taking with us.
We did well today.
Shopping with you is expensive.
Well,
she smiles shyly.
Thank you for the compliment.
I snort and follow her to the checkout.
Goodbye, knives. I know how much money you make. You can still buy the knives.
Chapter 12. Camden. I've never seen her like this. I've seen her laugh before, but not like this. We're at a comedy show in Portland that's been sold out for weeks, but I pulled some strings and here we are. Third table back from the stage, we're enjoying dinner and a drink while some comedian named Eliza talks about how women love fall and all things pumpkin and pinning nonsense on Pinterest. Mia is laughing her ass off, nodding. I take a photo of her just as she wipes a tear from the corner of her eye. The show is just over an hour, and by the time it's finished, Mia looks all worn out. She's funny, I say, and enjoy my after-dinner drink. Oh my God, so funny, she replies and sips her water. I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. You're gorgeous when you laugh, I inform her casually. Her eyes widen slightly, and then she shrugs one shoulder, almost letting the compliment roll off her. And your outfit is sexy as fuck. Did you go shopping? She nods happily. Addie and I went this afternoon. She destroyed my bank account, but I figured that it was time for a wardrobe rehab, especially since I'll be on television more, and Addie is the best person to take shopping. She knows what she's doing. I have to agree. You look beautiful. I lean in and kiss her bare shoulder. Why is there a hole in the shirt where your shoulders go? Because it's the style, she says with a laugh. I think it's supposed to be mysterious and alluring, like I'm going to be demure, but just in case you forgot, I have skin, too. Here, I'll show you just a little of it, on my shoulder. I'm laughing now and can't resist leaning back in to kiss the shoulder in question. It's working. I definitely have a desire to see the rest of the skin that the shirt is hiding. Awesome, my plan is working. She wiggles her eyebrows and finishes her water. What should we do next? Well, I was thinking about walking across the street to go dancing. Her eyes light up like it's Christmas morning. I know you like to dance in the kitchen. Do you like to dance out of the kitchen? Hell yes, she says, nodding enthusiastically. She reaches for her purse. Let's go. The club across the street is busy, but given that it's a Sunday evening, it's not crammed. The music is thumping, much too loud to have a conversation, which is just fine with me. I don't plan to do much talking. The moment we walk through the door, Mia's body is moving with the beat of the music. Her handbag is small and slips over her head to hang across her body, resting on her hip. With her hands free, she grins and leads me out onto the dance floor. She has great rhythm, and when her hips begin to move, I'm transfixed. This could have been a very bad idea. I could conceivably embarrass myself. I'm that turned on. I begin to move with the music, too, and Mia smiles widely. You can dance, she exclaims. I just nod and take her hand, spin her away from me, then pull her close and enjoy the fuck out of her. It's vertical sex. We're lost in a sea of bodies, moving together, letting the pounding music pulse around us and through us. She has no inhibitions at all, no insecurities. She's having a blast, and there's nowhere else I'd rather be than right here with her. Suddenly, a younger dude comes up behind her, sandwiching her between us and grinding on her ass. She smirks up at me, then turns around and says, "You're not invited to this party, cowboy." Instead of getting mad, the kid laughs and dances away, and Mia returns to me. She only has eyes for me, and it makes me feel like the most powerful man in the world. The DJ seamlessly changes the song, and we spend the next 2 hours dancing without a break. "Do you need some water?" I yell at her, but she just smiles and shakes her head no. "Later," she mouths and keeps shaking those hips. I'm going to fuck her from behind tonight, holding on to those hips. I reach for them now and pull her against me. She can feel my hard-on against her back, and she smiles up at me with pure female satisfaction. I lower my lips to her ear. You fucking turn me on. She laughs and reaches up to cup my face in her palm, dancing against me. Jesus, how can she do this for so long? I'm exhausted, and I work out regularly. But then it occurs to me. So does she. She's used to standing in her kitchen for sometimes 15 hours in a day. Of course dancing for a few hours isn't difficult for her. I'm shocked when the DJ suddenly comes over the mic and says, Well, party people, this is the last song for tonight. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Be good out there. The house lights come up. Mia's face is sweaty and happier than I've seen her. Are you ready to go home? I ask. She shakes her head. Absolutely not. Okay. I laugh and lead her outside of the club. The cool night air feels amazing. Mia's fanning her face with her hand, but she's still smiling and breathing hard. That was so fucking fun, she says. Thank you. Maybe the best date I've ever been on in my life. Wow, that's a lot of pressure. Now I can never outdo this one. You'll figure something out, she says with a shrug. That felt fantastic. Do you go out dancing often? I ask as I take her hand in mine, thread our fingers, and walk with her toward my car. Not as often as I'd like, she confesses. The girls and I go out sometimes, but this was long overdue. We'll have to make a point to go more often. I open the door for her, and she smiles up at me. I'd like that. The street lights are shining on her, making her eyes and face glow, and I can't resist her. I pin her against the car and lean in, pressing the length of me against her, kissing her like my life fucking depends on it. Because right now, it feels like it does. Nothing in my life has ever compared to the way I feel when I'm with this woman. Her hands are fisted in my shirt on my sides as I cup her face and take and take. Get a room, someone shouts, bringing me out of the cloud of lust surrounding us. I pull back and drag my knuckles down her cheek. She's still breathing hard, but from the kiss now rather than the dancing. What do you want to do now? I'm expecting her to say go home and get naked. I'm not expecting what comes next. French fries? She grins. I want French fries and maybe some pie. I think I've earned them. Fuck yes, you have. She lowers herself into my car and I walk around it to join her. Where should we go for our late-night snack? There's an all-night diner about 8 blocks from here. She points the way she wants me to go, and I follow. I had no idea you could dance like that. I, too, am a mystery. She laughs and reaches over to take my hand, which gives me pause. This might be the first time she's ever grabbed my hand. It's usually the other way around. I knew a long time ago that the best way to impress a woman was to be able to dance. Most men don't. So, you can take me out in public, to clubs or weddings, and be proud of the way I dance. That's slick, she says with a satisfied nod, and makes me happy because dancing is fun. She points to the diner and I snag a parking space right out front. It's busy. It usually is, she says with a nod. Not many places are open 24 hours anymore, and this place has been here forever. They're a staple. The diner is old-fashioned. White tables are surrounded by red booths. There's a vintage jukebox in the corner. The lunch counter is white with red stools, and it looks like they make old-fashioned milkshakes and sodas. I feel like I just stepped back in time by about 50 years. Exactly. We sit in a corner booth across from each other. I immediately take her hand in mine as the waitress approaches with menus and glasses of water. Her name tag says Flo. Something to drink? Just water, Mia says. I nod, wanting the same, and we both set the menus aside. We're ready to order. What can I get you? A big order of French fries, Mia grins. And what kind of pie do you have? Flo lists off about a half dozen pies, and Mia licks her lips. I'm going to think about it while I eat the fries. You're my kind of girl, Flo says with a wink, then walks away. I'm surprised that you're not tired. I know. She brushes her hair off her shoulder, then reaches in her pocket for a black elastic, which she uses to twist her mane up off her neck and out of her way. That's better. I should be tired. Addie dragged me all over downtown Portland today. I'm not complaining because it was fun. I don't usually get to hang out with the girls one-on-one. If we have time away from seduction, we like to hang out as a group. So, shopping through town was a great way to catch up. What else did you do today? I ask. We had lunch, then we hauled all of my new things home, and she insisted that she come inside to help me weed through my closet. I needed to throw some things away, give some to charity, and make room for all of the new pretties. Jesus, how much did you buy? Way more than I planned to, she says with a laugh. But it's fun. The clothes make me feel good, so why not, you know? She shrugs. Life's too short to wear bad clothes. That sounds like something Addie would say. Oh, she said it about 14 times today. Our fries are delivered along with sides of ketchup and ranch dressing, and Mia dives in. Mmm, salty goodness. Eat some. I plan to. I take my phone out of my pocket and snap a photo of her taking a bite of a fry. You take a lot of photos. Does it bother you? No. Her eyes are starting to get droopy. Are you getting tired? A little. She smiles softly and eats her fries. It's because I sat down. We can go. Not without pie. She finishes her fries and flags Flo down. I'll take a slice of the cherry pie to go. Flo nods and walks away to fetch Mia's treat and our tab. 10 minutes later, we're driving toward her house. It doesn't take nearly as long to get there in the middle of the night with no traffic. I'm going to take a quick shower to get this sweat off, she says. Good idea. I'm going to take one in your guest bathroom, if that's okay. Sounds efficient to me, she says with a grin. There are fresh towels and soap in there. While she's in the shower, I plate her pie and get a fork, set them on her nightstand with half of a glass of her favorite wine, then go to take my own shower. I join her, but we're both exhausted. And as much as she turns me on, and all I want is to be buried deep inside of her, I'm also looking forward to snuggling up to her tonight. I've never been this guy. I'm not the guy that stays and snuggles all night. It's never interested me. And now you couldn't get me to leave with all of the money in the world. When I walk into Mia's bedroom, naked except for the towel that I'm currently drying my hair with, she's just slipping between the covers. Thanks for this, she says, gesturing to the pie and wine. I'll sleep for a week if I drink this. I think you'll probably sleep for a week without it. She shrugs. Probably. She picks up her plate and takes a bite. Oh, God. I know I shouldn't eat this right before I go to sleep, but holy Moses, it tastes good. Can I have a bite? She looks uncertain. I guess. She offers me a small bite and I raise an eyebrow at her. Really? You want me to share this pie? Yes. Camden, you totally could have also purchased a slice of pie. I purchased this slice of pie, I remind her. For me. For us. She narrows her eyes and slips my tiny bite of pie in her own mouth, chewing slowly as if she's considering what to do. God, she's funny. You know you want to share. Or, you know, I don't want to share. She shrugs and takes another bite, making me laugh. Fine, keep the pie. I had no idea you were so selfish. She grins and offers me a big bite, which I take and immediately nod in agreement. Okay, I get it. I wouldn't want to share either. I'll share with you, because you're nice and handsome, and you bought it for me. Your kindness is acknowledged and appreciated. 3 bites later, the pie is gone, the plate set aside, and we're scooting down in bed. I pull her against me the way I've become accustomed to in the past few weeks since being with her again. Her head is on my chest, her arm and leg both draped around me. Are you comfy? She asks softly. Oh, yeah. Do we want to do the sex tonight? I smirk. The sex? No. I don't think I could muster up the energy right now. Thank God, she says and kisses my shoulder. I'm so tired. But if you want to, I can probably turn over and give you access. You're so romantic. She snorts and I push her onto her back and bury my face in her neck, breathing her in. I always want you, Mia. Even when I'm bone-tired from dancing the night away with you, I crave you. It wouldn't take much for me to slip inside you and lazily make love to you until we're both gasping for breath. But we're tired. Tonight was a fun adventure, one I'd very much like to repeat in the not-too-distant future.